Welcome to this time of reflection before Easter. I hope that you have enjoyed your time together in fellowship as you've reflected upon the seven words of Jesus from the cross. The fifth word from the cross is entitled by Spurgeon, Suffering. After this, Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. This is the shortest of all words in the cross. In Greek, it's only one word. The Creator who created water and the oceans cries out in need. He who sends the rain makes known the extremity of his exhaustion. I thirst. His cry for the quenching of his thirst shows how truly he is human. Bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. In the language of the 22nd Psalm, my tongue cleaves to the roof of my mouth, was his experience. All moisture seems to have dried up. You have been parched, and can you remember an occasion when you were parched? You may have uttered the words, I am thirsty. However, Jesus utters his words at a time of loneliness and pain. The thirsting Saviour is an image we cannot quickly overlook. The thirsting Saviour on the cross is so far away from the Lord of glory. He who is the very water of life cried out for relief and refreshment. The truth that emerges from this scene is that Jesus taking our place on the cross has experienced something that we do not have to experience. We never have to thirst. Jesus has experienced the utter separation from God. The word of suffering on the cross was not met by water, but vinegar and the mocking of him. Even when Jesus' only thought is the sinful man is uncaring of a loving Saviour. The soldiers heard his cry, but acted in a way that was cruel. Even if they showed some feeling for the Lord in raising the vinegar-soaked sponge, they dismissed the opportunity by resorting to an unkindness. We need to think of the soldier's action. Unkindness towards our Saviour? Could we be guilty of unkindness towards someone who is suffering? Matthew says that when we are showing a kindness to someone in need, it is as if we were doing it unto Christ. Equally, if we are doing an unkindness to someone in need, are we doing it also unto Christ? In truth, are we lifting the vinegar-soaked sponge unto the Saviour again? We are offering something that is tart and sour. Our unkind actions are soured by sin. The cry of thirst presents another idea, that Jesus thirsting for all that God would accomplish through his death. The thirst for souls. Do we long for the souls of others? Moreover, longing for God, his Father, after his abandonment of him. The psalmist says, as the deer pants for water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire. I long to worship you. This has become a modern worship song. May the words of Jesus from the cross cause us to thirst too, not in pain, but